Welcome to episode 1125 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Genesis 33 opens with Jacob finally encountering the moment he has long feared, the reunion with his brother Esau. As he lifts his eyes and sees Esau approaching with 400 men, Jacob prepares with humility and caution. He arranges his family in a deliberate order, placing the servants and their children in front, then Leah and her children, and finally Rachel and Joseph, whom he loves most, at the rear. Jacob himself goes ahead, bowing to the ground 7 times as he approaches Esau, a gesture of deep respect and submission. This act is not only a cultural expression of honor, but also a powerful reversal. Jacob, the younger brother who once deceived Esau to gain superiority, now lowers himself in repentance and humility. In a surprising and emotional turn, Esau runs to meet Jacob, embraces him, falls on his neck, and kisses him. The two brothers weep. This unexpected display of forgiveness and reconciliation defies Jacob's fears and demonstrates Esau's change of heart. God had prepared the way for this congenial reunion, fulfilling the promise of protection. As the conversation unfolds, Esau inquires about the gifts Jacob sent. Jacob insists Esau accept them as a sign of goodwill, saying, "To see your face is like seeing the face of God." This statement is rich with meaning, possibly echoing Jacob's recent encounter at Peniel, where he wrestled and survived. It also reflects Jacob's gratitude for Esau's mercy, which mirrors divine grace. Esau initially declines the gifts, but Jacob persists, and Esau relents. The brothers then discuss their journey forward. Esau offers to travel with Jacob, or leave some of his men for protection, but Jacob politely declines, citing the vulnerability of his children and flocks. He says he'll follow at a slower pace, yet he instead journeys to Succoth, then to Shechem, diverging from Esau's path. Jacob's decision not to go with Esau may suggest lingering mistrust, or simply a desire to establish his own space and independence in the land of promise. He builds a house in Succoth and later purchases land near Shechem, where he erects an altar and calls it El Elohe Israel, meaning God, the God of Israel. This naming is significant. It is the first time Jacob uses his new name in a personal covenantal context, identifying himself with the God who transformed him. The altar signifies a spiritual milestone. Jacob, now Israel, is no longer merely the recipient of ancestral promises, but a man who worships and walks with God in his own right. The events of Genesis 33 illustrate profound themes of reconciliation, humility, divine intervention, and personal transformation. Jacob, once defined by manipulation, now seeks peace through vulnerability. Esau, once a symbol of wrath, becomes an agent of grace. Their reunion, though temporary, models the power of forgiveness in relationships strained by betrayal. The chapter also underscores God's faithfulness to prepare the hearts of others when he calls his people to difficult steps of obedience. Note, God goes before us in moments of fear and confrontation. Jacob's greatest anxiety becomes a moment of grace because God had already worked in Esau's heart. Reconciliation requires humility. Jacob's contrite acts demonstrate healing broken relationships often involves repentance, humility, and initiative. Transformation is both internal and external. Jacob's new name, Israel, begins to shape his identity and actions as he builds altars and acknowledges God's hand in his journey. Spiritual growth doesn't erase the past, but it reorients the future. Jacob does not return with Esau, signaling that even after reconciliation, some boundaries or separations may remain necessary. God invites us to build altars of remembrance. As Jacob settles and worships, we are reminded to pause and honor the moments where God shows up, protects, and transforms. After reuniting with Esau, Jacob's life continues to unfold in dramatic and often painful ways. He settles in Shechem, where a grave tragedy strikes. His daughter Dinah is violated by Shechem, the son of the local ruler. Though Shechem seeks to marry her, Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, deceive and slaughter the men of the city in revenge. This act of vengeance disturbs Jacob deeply, as he fears retaliation from surrounding communities. This episode highlights the ongoing challenges of parenting and leadership in a fractured household, and it foreshadows the tribal dynamics that will later define Israel. Jewish Midrash adds that Dinah's abduction was not only a personal loss, but a national concern, marking the tension between the chosen family and the nations around them. In response to this chaos, God commands Jacob to go to Bethel, where he first encountered God years earlier. There, Jacob builds an altar and recommits his household to the Lord, removing all foreign gods. This spiritual renewal is significant. Jacob finally claims his identity as Israel and calls his family into covenant faithfulness. However, sorrow follows quickly. As the family journeys from Bethel, Rachel dies giving birth to Benjamin. Jacob buries her with great sorrow near Bethlehem, marking the loss of his beloved wife and the complexity of blessing and pain coexisting. Jewish tradition teaches that Rachel's tomb becomes a symbol of intercession, as she weeps for her descendants in exile. Further grief touches Jacob when Reuben, his eldest son, sleeps with Bilhah, Rachel's maid and Jacob's concubine. This act of dishonor, though not directly punished at the time, later results in Reuben losing his birthright. Meanwhile, Jacob's father, Isaac, dies, and Jacob and Esau reunite once again to bury him, another bookend to their shared journey. But the most defining arc in Jacob's later life is the loss and eventual reunion with his son Joseph. When Jacob's sons deceive him into believing Joseph is dead, he falls into deep mourning, and for years refuses to be comforted. Yet God is not finished writing Jacob's story. Famine later drives Jacob to send his sons to Egypt for grain, where Joseph, now second to Pharaoh, reveals himself and invites the family to live under his protection. In a poignant and emotional journey to Egypt, Jacob is reunited with the son he thought was lost. Before going down, God appears to Jacob in a vision, assuring him, "Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation." Jacob lives the final 17 years of his life in Egypt. Before his death, he blesses his sons and adopts Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, giving them equal inheritance status among the Israel's tribes. His blessings, especially to Judah and Joseph, contain prophetic insight into Israel's future. Jacob dies at 147 years old, requesting to be buried in the cave of Machpelah with Abraham and Isaac. His funeral procession is royal in scale, honoring the patriarch who, though deeply flawed, walked with God through valleys of struggle and summits of grace. Jewish and Christian traditions revere Jacob as a man whose life exemplifies the tension of wrestling with both God and men, and being transformed through that struggle. Note: spiritual growth is a lifelong journey. Jacob's transformation into Israel is ongoing, shaped by both divine encounters and painful family trials. God works through broken families and flawed individuals. Jacob's household is marred by favoritism, rivalry, and tragedy, yet it becomes the foundation of the 12 tribes of Israel. Loss and blessing often coexist. Rachel's death and Benjamin's birth, Joseph's apparent loss and later restoration, remind us sorrow does not cancel God's promises. God's covenant promises endure. Despite Jacob's setbacks and sins, God's plan to form a great nation through him remains unchanged, reaffirming the faithfulness of the covenant. Hope is never lost with God. Even when Jacob thinks Joseph is dead and all is lost, God is orchestrating redemption behind the scenes. Jacob's story ends not in despair, but in the embrace of restoration and legacy. Jacob's story reminds us that spiritual transformation is rarely neat or linear. It unfolds through tension, mistakes, and unexpected grace. His reunion with Esau, the tragedies in Shechem, and his final years in Egypt all show that God's purposes prevail, even through brokenness. Like Jacob, we are invited to keep walking, to keep wrestling, and to trust that God is weaving redemption even from our deepest wounds. Father, thank you for being the God who goes before us, softens hearts, and restores what we thought was lost. Help us to walk humbly, to trust you in every twist of our journey, and to seek reconciliation when relationships are broken. May our lives, like Jacob's, be marked by transformation, worship, and faith in your enduring promises.
Before the cross, before the empty tomb, there was friendship, there was sacrifice, there was the disciple who stayed.
You should hear him speak. There's something different about him.
From the creators of 1010 Thrive comes an original musical epic that brings the Gospel of John to life in the voice of the one who knew Jesus best. Through betrayal and belovedness, through miracles and mourning, this is the story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away.
Now behold the Lamb, the promised Lamb of God. He takes away the sins of the world.
This Easter season, experience the greatest story ever told in a way you've never heard it before. Streaming daily, beginning on March 31st, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loved, a 3.5-week musical journey, only on the 1010 Thrive podcast.
Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days.
Beginning this Easter season, come and see, streaming wherever you find podcasts.
Not another Simon.
The Baptist himself turned when he saw him. His voice caught like a reed in the river. The Lamb of God, he whispered, and I knew.
I walked beside him, I spoke his name aloud, and it filled the air like something heavy, something holy.
The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves. The first episode drops on March 31st.